This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
So I was scrambling through Instagram the other day, and what did I stumble across, Lewis?
Oh, he hasn't given himself a nickname, has he?
He's changed his Instagram handle to Radio Mike.
Radio Mike.
Show your moves. Good news, everyone.
Oh, welcome to episode 100 of 20th Century Boy. My name is Hundrio Epp, and this, for the 100th time, is the inside of my mind. Oh, I am delighted to be here today. I am delighted. Thank you for being here for the 100th episode of this podcast, 20th Century Boy. It will be a bit of a celebration episode this week. It's really crept up on us, and I want to start off by saying that I can't believe we've done 100 episodes of this podcast. It has really flown by, 100, and to have the listeners growing every week and more people jumping on board this show is so amazing. So thank you so much to everyone for tuning in today. This is a podcast and always has been a podcast about me, this guy, Radio Mike, a 26-year-old writer, producer, and comedy person from here in Melbourne, Australia, trying to make his way through the rough and tumble of living life and trying to get by being Australia's most lovable nerd. You gotta be shitting me, guys. I am absolutely stoked that you are all here. Please don't block any MDFs during the listening of this episode. And please make sure you are aware that I am a very kind young man and some of your staff could learn a lot from me. It has been such a ride over the past 100 episodes. I can't believe where the podcast is at. And I am rambling a bit already. Thank you for being here to all of you in the radio family. You usually do this at the end. I'm doing it at the start. Thank you so much. 100 episodes. And usually we start the podcast by saying, do a 360. Do a 360 on the spot right now, because this is the only podcast in the world that can be won. We are the only winnable podcast in the world. Generally, I get you to do a 360-degree spin, and if you happen to see me in your vicinity while listening to this moment of the podcast, you win the podcast. Congratulations. The podcast ends when someone wins it, though. 100 episodes in, no one has yet won the podcast, which is good for me. I get to keep doing the podcast. I guess it's good for you guys who keep coming back to the podcast and listening to it. You get to keep listening to it, because when it ends, it ends. Today, no 360. Instead, in tribute of the 100th episode, I just want you to do a 100. Don't do a full 360 spin on the spot. Do 100 degrees and do not go the extra 260. So I guess to put it in perspective, a 90 degrees is a full, you know, turn your head to the right. That's a 90 degrees. 180 would be to spin to the opposite way you are now. So you want to be basically 10 more degrees to a spin on the right. So like sort of like this. I'm doing it for the video version of the pod. Do a 100 in celebration of 100 episodes of the podcast. If you've won the podcast, I guess you'll be coming up to me right now. No one seems to be. So we don't know. We do have, as always, the 20th Century Board, and the 20th Century Board has a few things on it. Of course, the goals of the podcast are on the 20th Century Board. Nug 100, which was where I had to eat 100 chicken nuggets in 100 minutes for episode 100 of this show. You'll be hearing how that went towards the end of the show, so stay tuned. But that one is about to be ticked off. Complete the Pilkey bibliography. We want to read all of the Dav Pilkey books. Excursion to Wonderland, the abandoned theme park in Sydney. Watch the Dream Factory movie, which is a Chinese movie from 1997 that we illegally obtained off the internet. And learn the lyrics to the song Chikatita by ABBA, which has been stuck in my head for 15 years. I do need to add another one, and I'll put it down the bottom because we are out of space. But last week on the show, I spoke about how I was going to get pasta with my friend Sammy Garlep, who refused to get pasta with me when I bumped into him around dinner time the other night. So I'm going to put on here for later in the year, get pasta with Sam Garlep. That's goal number 6. But of course, there are a few things on the 20th Century Board. 0 days till Nug 100, of course, because the countdown is finished. The message on the 20th Century board from me this week is happy 100th episode to the radio family. And new addition to the 20th Century board from radio superstar Pat, listener of the show turned worker on the show. He has drawn what I like to call the 20th Century crab. So the 20th Century crab is on the board. That's a, you know, if you're a video watcher, you can see the 20th Century crab. Obviously, crab is this podcast's way of saying great, thumbs up. Thumbs up emoji, just say crab. Oh, that's crab as. Hey, did you get the email I sent you? Yep, all crab. Go for it, crab as. The 20th Century crab is there as a reminder. And, of course, and we will get down to business for the podcast very soon. Permanent plug there, patreon.com/radiomike. I want to do a huge thank you. Last week I launched a Patreon on the show, and within one day we had hit the first goal. Within 2 days we hit the second goal. Thank you to everyone who signed up. If you sign up, I believe on the, I can't remember what tier it is. I think it's the assistant producer tier. There's four tiers. You get a free sticker. We're trying to do a monthly sticker drop, so you'll get a free sticker every month if that goes well. And there are a bunch of other bonus, including the Mike's podcast and heaps of stuff. Patreon.com/RadioMike. Your money just helps me pay off the cost of this podcast, which costs me a little bit out of my own pocket. Now, we are essentially paying for that on its own because of you guys who have submitted to the Patreon. Really appreciate it. There is a bunch of bonus content, like I said. And it's been awesome seeing you all. I'm sending out the free stickers, which are the Don't Block the MDF stickers, which I have right here. Those are going out tomorrow. So please pick one of those up. I also realized I was telling people, if you think that this podcast is worth a dollar a month to you, like if you think an episode of this podcast is worth a dollar a month, $12 a year, I realized there was no way to do that on Patreon. If you like, there is now a tip jar tier on Patreon. If you just want to give a dollar a month to this show, you can subscribe to the Patreon for a dollar a month. It'll just send me a dollar. Patreon will take 30%, so 30 cents of that. I'll get 70 cents. If that's an easy way for you to do it and you feel like this, all of my content collectively is worth a dollar a month, please go to the tip jar tier and just click a dollar a month and it'll automatically do it. Or just send $12 to paypal.com/itsradiomike. Sorry, paypal.me/itsradiomike. If this show is worth $12 a year, or if my content is worth $12 a year, that's three coffees. If you want to buy me three coffees over a year, and I get one every day, so that does cost me a lot, please feel free to donate or hit the Patreon. There's a bunch of bonus stuff. If you hit the tip jar tier, you will get your name in the credits of all of my videos on YouTube. So that's something that you can count on and something you get in return as well. So please definitely do that. And of course, radiomike.com.au/merch. You can pick up the Don't Block the MDF stickers if you're not a Patreon. That'll go a long way. Sticker packs, there are still heaps and heaps of sticker packs to go out. I've got them all here. I've got a few to send out. And of course, your Haunted House t-shirts. Haunted House t-shirts are in stock. Pick one up. And as of today, launching a brand new t-shirt, the Lovable Nerd t-shirt to celebrate 100 episodes. It is the same as the Lovable Nerd sticker. I've ordered mine and it's on its way. It's that on a white t-shirt from extra small to 2XL. Buying a shirt, I don't make much money on the shirts. It's just to get them out. But please buy one of these shirts if you like the show as well. Really helps support it. And really, the system I've got going now for merch is really good for me because I don't have to buy anything in advance. It's print on demand, and it's good for you because it means they can be cheaper. So the one thing I will say is if you want something that you've seen on this show on a shirt, we probably can get it custom printed for you. So if there's something you really want on a shirt, please let me know and I can organize it for you. That is something I just wanted to say to everyone. All right. We have a big show today. And predominantly, I wanted to look back on the history of the last 100 episodes of the show. So I want to announce one thing. For the next 4 or possibly 5 weeks, every Tuesday, there will be a long form bonus episode of the podcast that is a revisiting of a very popular moment or story arc on the show. The first one that will be out next Tuesday is the Disappointment Judman saga of this show. If you've been listening to this podcast from day one, you will remember very vividly the 4 to 6 weeks, or maybe even longer, the disappointment Judd Mann was a member, was a part of this show's ongoing story arc. So that will be launching on Tuesday and every Tuesday for the next 4 weeks to celebrate 100 episodes of the show. I also asked a lot of you to send in some of your favorite moments from the show over the last 100 episodes. So I want to kick it off with this guy, radio superstar Alex Sky. Thank you for calling in. Here's what he said.
Hey, Mike, it's radio superstar Alex Sky here. It was hard to think of one singular moment from the past 2 years. It's been my one favorite, but one that I didn't think of was that very passionate rant back in November about when you thought Christmas started and that people were starting, you know, the festivities too early. And I thought that was, you know, hilariously passionate and very full of gusto and, you know, one of many great moments that have been on the pod in the last 2 years. So, yeah, happy 100 and get fucked.
Thank you, Alex Guy, for writing that one in. Okay, now I mentioned earlier Disappointment Judd Mann. Now, if you're not familiar, essentially Disappointment Judd Mann is someone who was supposed to become a radio superstar, which in the early days of this show was a high-tiered member of the podcast. And to do so, you had to pass a test. And that test involved you answering a phone call with I Wake Up With Today. I don't know why. It was 2018. Things were very different. 2019, rather. Disappointment Judd Mann missed the call twice, didn't pick up his phone. I decided he wasn't a loyal enough listener for the show and banned him from the show. I haven't heard from Disappointment Judd Mann, whose real name is Pete Judd. I haven't heard from him for a very long time. So I got in touch with him this week, and he said he was happy to appear on the podcast, which is great. Disappointment Judd Mann, this is what happened, ironically, when I tried to call him.
04-105. Can't take your call at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press hash for more options.
Judd Mann, Radio Mike here. I feel like we've waded into some very familiar territory here. I've gone to call you to get you on the show for the 100th episode, and in true Disappointment Judd Mann form, you've not picked up the call.
Disappointment Judd Mann.
Needless to say, I am disappointed. However, I will call you back, as I think it would be great to have you on the show. So I'll hopefully speak to you soon. Thanks, Judd Mann. Disappointment, Judd Mann. After this, he got in touch with me and apologized and said he was ready to call now. I would love to throw to that call now. I recorded a bunch of this episode on different days because the people that I wanted to chat to were available on different days. Here's me chatting to Disappointment Judd Mann about his legacy on the show. Disappointment Judd Mann, welcome to episode 100 of 20th Century Boy. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Now, you know, 100 episodes later, Judd Mann, what are your thoughts? Looking back on that time, it was 2 years ago now, what are your thoughts on what happened back then?
Well, I guess I have to own up to my mistakes. Not much has changed. If I'm being honest, I already missed the phone about 3 times when Mike tried to call me today. So I'm as disappointing as I ever was.
Yes, you are. That's for sure. That was 2 years ago, but you're still one of the biggest memories of this show, the Disappointment Judd Mann saga. Did you intend for it to become what it was, or like, was it just, you know, what?
I think it unfolded very naturally, right? Any show, any friend group has either a villain or like the person in the friend group that everyone laughs at. And I just feel like that naturally became me. I just became the punching bag of the show, and someone had to do it. So I just held that burden on my shoulders.
You absolutely did. And what's new in the life of Disappointment Judd Mann? Like, what are you up to these days? Are you still doing disappointing things, or are you a bit more of a positive? Have you changed for the better, I guess, is my question.
Well, I guess at the time when I was originally Disappointment Judd Mann, I was on a very different life path. I was studying music. I was studying classical music. I don't know why I was doing that. The most boring thing in the world, but at the moment I'm studying psychology, so hopefully that's something that can be perceived as more positive, trying to make a positive difference in the world after the terrible, terrible things I did to the show.
And be honest, if you become a psychologist and someone comes into your clinic and says, hey, like, I just can't pick up the phone, like,
when my friends ring me, I get so much anxiety that I can't answer the phone, which is part of what you did on this show. You never answered the phone. What would you say to that person?
Isn't that the most perfect situation, right? That's something that I, as a person, can intensely relate to. But at the end of the day, I would say that I accept that everyone has flaws and, you know, get fucked.
Disappointment Judd, man. Pete Judd is your real name.
That is correct.
You've been a great part of this podcast. We've really appreciated it. All two of us here at Radio Mike Productions, we've really appreciated...
Is Pat there?
No, Pat is not here at the moment.
Oh.
But we've really appreciated what you brought to the show, particularly in those early days, because it was the first sort of 20 episodes, I think, that you were part of.
Yeah.
And for me, I really appreciated that, you know, people like you and Pat were willing to go along and do fun stuff with the show, and that was an awesome memory for me. So thank you so much, man. Is there anything you want to say to the radio family who remember you fondly?
I guess to return it in the other direction, I'd really like to say thank you to you for building this community and making people who really are friends, especially in a way that like integrates a lot with that Luke and Lewis community. It's always every single time one of them has a show, I always go with Pat and radio family members, and it's really nice to just have a whole group of friends that I just never would have met if it wasn't for your show.
Oh, awesome, man. That's awesome. I think that's one of my favorite things that I've heard about the pod. That means a lot. So thank you so much. And as always, thank you for being such a disappointment, because if you weren't such a big disappointment, we wouldn't be here right now.
Okay, that was a great chat. It was great to hear from Disappointment Judman, one of the most valuable members of the radio family over the years, and a really fun arc. Of course, catch that Best of 100 Episodes compilation later on Tuesday. And before Disappointment Judman came into the mix, and before I even started this podcast, I wanted to go back even further. I used to do a community radio show with someone that I'm sure you will remember if you've been listening to this show for a while, but this whole journey of doing shows started back on a community radio station in 2016 on Sin FM here in Melbourne, 90.7 FM, with my friend T-Money. T-Money quickly became a fan favourite on the show, particularly with his catchphrase, "You gotta be shitting me." Of course, to celebrate the 100th episode, I had to chat to T-Money to see how his life had changed since the whole "you gotta be shitting me" saga. People still say this to me. People still say "you gotta be shitting me." It hasn't really featured on the show for a very long time, but "you gotta be shitting me" was a great memory of this podcast. T-Money, I called him earlier in the week. He was really happy to chat on the show, and he was really happy to hear the show had finally made it to 100 episodes. Guys, let's have a chat to T-Money. T-Money, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Great to be on the podcast. You know, it's 100 episodes. It's a great achievement. 10 decades. 1 century. Which is, great achievement. Congratulations.
Thank you. Did you plan that? Sounded like you planned that.
That was just a spur-of-the-moment thing. I was going to chuck it, "you got to be shitting me." It just didn't feel right.
Also, a tenth of a millennium as well. You could have gone.
One of the lesser known ones, No, I was going to felt a bit forced. That would seem planned if I did say that.
Yeah, because you would have had to have done the maths in advance.
Yeah, which never was my strong point, as you know.
When you heard that we were about to hit 100 episode, what was your initial reaction to that?
Yeah, initially I was thinking, wow, 100 episodes. And that was pretty much all I thought about. I didn't really put too much thought into it. I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. It's been a year or maybe 2 years, so that checks out. Didn't really doubt it.
You didn't think anything else at all?
No, I thought, 2 years, maybe 50 episodes a year. The math works.
And, you've I was trying to set you up for something there, but I don't know if you want to do it or not. When you...
You got to be shitting me. You're trying to set me up. This is all a setup, isn't it?
You were a very popular part of the show in the first year, obviously with your catchphrase, "You got to be shitting me," and a few other moments. I think one person at one point actually referred to you in that first year as the best part of the show, which I would agree. The content in the first year was not very good.
There was not a lot of competition.
Yeah. But Tom, is there anything you want to leave the listeners with?
Look, I'm not shitting you. 100th episode, great achievement.
Yeah.
Happy to have been a part of it.
And if we get to 200 episodes, what would you say?
You've got to be shitting me. You're not in the 200 episodes.
T-Money, thanks for joining us.
See you, mate. Congratulations.
Hey, Radio Mel, another loyal listener of the show, she wrote in one of her favourite moments, and she sent it in. She sent it in via 1-800-438-353, the official phone number of the podcast. Here's what Radio Mel had to say.
Hey Radio Mike, it's Radio Mel here. I just wanted to wish you a happy 100th episode. I heard you ask in the podcast you wanted people to submit their favourite memories from the podcast. I've been listening since early 2020, I'm pretty sure. And honestly, my favourite was the Editor Mike, Siggy Mike and Marianne saga. Honestly, that, the drama, I was living for it every week at work. And yeah, that was probably my favourite segment. Happy 100th episode.
Yeah, so obviously the Siggy Mike, Editor Mike wedding saga in the first year of the show, where the show was very, very different. And the show took a turn in 2020 where I decided to try and make it a little bit more accessible to new people. To many people's dismay that characters like Intern Mike, Siggy Mike and Editor Mike didn't pop in anymore. They are coming back. As I said, if you subscribe to the Patreon, you can get the Mike's podcast as a bonus podcast, exclusive to Patreon members. That is going to be a big part of the Patreon. So those guys are all coming back and they've got a lot of stories to tell. I promise you that. Thank you so much, Mel. It's been a pleasure having you on board, and all the listeners and all the members of the radio family. It's been a pleasure having you all on board over the last few years. Of course, over the last 100 episodes, one of the most tumultuous segments on the show has been Rhyme Crime.
Radio Mike's Rhyme Crime.
A segment who, when I hear its name, makes me shudder instantly. And Rhyme Crime has had its ups and downs on the past 100 episodes of this show, but we do need to celebrate it. It is a huge part of the legacy of this show. Rhyme Crime. And when I think of Rhyme Crime, I can't think of anyone except Rhyme Cop Brody, one of the longtime listeners of this show who's contributed, honestly and valiantly for many years, standing up against false Rhyme Crime accusations on the show. Many artists on this show were accused by me of rhyme crimes in their songs, rhyming words with the same words. And it was Rhyme Cop Brody who finally brought a lot of this to a head and spoke up against me and created Brody's Law and dubbed himself the Rhyme... No, I dubbed him the Rhyme Cop of the show. It was his job to maintain Rhyme Crime's integrity, which didn't happen. To no fault of Brody's, it was my fault. But I did want to catch up quickly with Brody this week just to hear his thoughts on the entire Rhyme Crime saga. Okay, Rhyme Cop Brody, one of the podcast's most loyal listeners, joins me on the line now. Rhyme Cop Brody, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you going?
Good. And over the years, you've been a really big part of this podcast. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with you, but how did that feel? What made you want to step up and be such a big part of the Rhyme Crime segment?
I just decided that I didn't want to just allow these non-rhyme crimes to be called rhyme crimes, because I guess I believe that we should be striving for actual rhyme crimes, and we could have let a heap go, but if Skater Boy and Later Boy or The Way I Am, Say I Am are called rhyme crimes, it's not actually acknowledging the rhyme, it's basically a cop-out.
Yeah, yeah. And we did put a permanent stop to the rhyme crime segment late last year, because we just realised... It just was never got... We just couldn't get it to work. No one could ever agree on what a rhyme crime was or wasn't. How did you feel when we threw in the towel for Rhyme Crime?
I was a bit disappointed because I really enjoyed the segment, but I can see why it happened. Unless we had a clear set of rules that I guess not everyone would agree on anyway, but unless we had a clear set of rules, there's no way of, I guess, blanketly saying that's a Rhyme Crime.
Mm.
That's not a Rhyme Crime.
Yeah.
With the rules that we had.
And do you think we then brought it back with the Blink 182 first date Rhyme Crime, which was I'm too scared of what you think. You make me nervous, so I really can't eat. And that was a really big return for the segment, right? Like a lot of people agreed unanimously that that was a Rhyme Crime. What did you think about that?
I thought it was a great way to actually, I guess, resurrect the segment because it was unanimous that it was a Rhyme Crime. There's not really anyone arguing against that. And it, I guess, left it open that if there was a return on permanently on the cards, it could be led from that. But also it's a good way to end the segment there going, that's a Rhyme Crime. That's what we wanted from it.
So
it's good to end it on that high note.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, after the Blink 182 one, do you see Rhyme Crime coming back? Or do you think that's the Rhyme Crime to end all Rhyme Crimes? Like, as the Rhyme Cop, what do you see?
I think it'd have to be, I guess, an agreed thing by the whole radio family because for it to actually make a return, there needs to be, I guess, a set of rules, not just Brody's rule, but a set of rules that what is a Rhyme Crime, what constitutes a Rhyme Crime, because without that, then there's no return for it.
Brody, it has been an absolute pleasure to work alongside you in the Rhyme Cop industry over the last 3 years and the last 100 episodes of this show. I've genuinely really appreciated you having you along, which is why I wanted to get you up for the 100th episode. Any final words for anyone out there who may be considering doing a crime of the rhyme variety? What would you have to say to those people?
I'd just say, as from the last Rhyme Crime that is, there actually is still Rhyme Crimes happening out there. And I guess the radio family knows enough that if there is a clear Rhyme Crime, they're going to come out and bring it forward and they'll be convicted of their crime.
Yeah, so you're telling artists, you're urging artists to be aware that we are watching you and we do know a Rhyme Crime when we hear one now.
Yes, the segment might not be what it was, but it's still out there and Rhyme Crimes still shouldn't be happening. You will get caught.
Rhyme Crime Brody, thank you for being a part of 100 episodes of 20th Century Boy and hopefully 100 more. Massive thanks to Brody again for being part of the show. And I do have to go into this message from Gannon Bort and Christina with a K, the podcast's very own couple. I maintain that it is me that brought these two together and they are still in a relationship. They seem to dispute that. Here's what they said their favourite moments on the show were.
Hey, Mike, it's Radio Christina with a K here.
And Radio Gannon Bort.
We're just here to share our favourite moments of the podcast for episode 100.
My favourite moment I rediscovered recently was the Eminem interview. I'm still just so shocked and surprised that we got Eminem on the pod so early on.
And my favourite moment and something I'm going to ever forget was when a year ago you started to investigate whether or not we were dating and then threatened that there were wedding bells within the radio family. Unfortunately for you, there are no wedding bells yet, but we are still together. So we will see.
Thank you so much, guys. Welcome again to the radio family. And of course, Eminem's interview on the show 2 years ago, real shock that we got him on. A lot of people still shocked that we got him on and that he came onto this podcast. I loved that chat with Eminem. It was great to get him in the studio. I actually couldn't believe it when I heard that we finally secured that interview. So it was pretty amazing. And of course, another person who wrote in one of their favorite moments from the show this week was radio superstar Danny, another longtime listener of the show who loves the show, and I appreciate her input every week. Here's one of her favorite moments on the show.
Hey, Radio Mike, it's court-appointed radio superstar Danny. Just wanted to say congratulations on 100 episodes. My favourite parts were, of course, the radio court case and the time you told my bird story and you couldn't stop laughing. Congratulations on 100 and here's to 100 more.
Danny's bird story on a segment we used to do on this podcast, which was called Bird Stories, that later became a segment called How to Get Away with Birder, because it turned out that almost everyone who was sending in a bird story was basically telling a story of how they had killed their pet bird accidentally. I can't even remember where bird stories originated from. Actually, I have no memory of... If anyone does remember where we came up with bird stories in the first place, please let me know. I would be really interested in finding that out, because I cannot remember. Danny's bird story essentially involved her mum, I believe, accidentally vacuuming up, suctioning up with a vacuum her pet bird and killing it in with the Force. And I laughed so much. So when I say with the Force, I don't mean the Force from Star Wars. I mean the Force of the suction of the vacuum. And I laughed very hard from memory at that. That was an absolutely amazing moment on the show. There is one storyline that was quite a big part of the last 100 episodes, particularly in season 2. This was a big, long-running storyline on the show. And I wanted to chat to the main person that was involved in this. I'm going to go to the audio of this chat, which I recorded yesterday. And you might not recognize this guy, but I guarantee you, you've heard him on the show before. Here it is. You might not recognize his voice. It's Radio Brando, who has actually been quite a big part of the show's history. Brando, are you there?
G'day, Radio Mike. Brandon is here.
It's great to have you on the show for not the first time, but people may not know how you've been involved with the show in the past, but...
Because I guess this is the first time, I guess, as myself on the show. That's probably one thing.
Yeah, and do you want to reveal to the listeners who you are?
Well, if I have your blessing, I guess I can do that.
You've got my blessing.
Hello there, Radio Mike. Questionable father here. Have you broken my latest cipher?
Can you say congratulations on 100 episodes? It's been a pleasure to be a part of it.
Shall I do it in the original father voice?
Yeah, do it in the original before you changed it, yeah.
All right. Because I had to change this one because it kept hurting my voice. I couldn't talk for more than about 30 seconds. I thought, oh, fuck this, let's do Hannibal Lecter. Anyway, here goes.
Congratulations on 100 episodes of Podcast Radio, Mike. Questionable father's back and wishing you a good time.
can we go back to Brando now, who obviously was Radio Questionable Father? What made you decide to start calling up the phone line and haunting it?
Well, essentially, it was just pure boredom, I guess. It was quarantine, and I'm a freelance actor, and there wasn't a lot of acting opportunities last year that came my way, and I was tuning into the podcast weekly, and then I thought, hey, that's right, Radio Mike's got a hotline, and I thought, hey, let's just be a dickhead and just leave stupid messages, but then. Then when you finally acknowledged it, I was like, oh, shit, okay. And then I was just, just so bored, and I thought, hey, let's, turn this into a thing, like a Zodiac killer type thing or whatever. So then I just started getting obsessed with, puzzles and that and, just kind of creating this thing because I guess being known as father, that kind of dated back to school when in my acting class we all had to bring poems in.
Mm.
And I read mine, and everyone was like, hey, can you just read us bedtime stories? Like, they like my voice. And so then I was just kind of known as Father Brando. And that's the part where I think I fucked up. That was where, as you said, I kind of wasn't really covering my tracks. Because a mate of mine pointed out to me, Brandon, on your YouTube channel, it literally says in your bio that you are Father Brando. And I thought, oh, shit.
Wow.
Because it's still playing on my mind as how you figured it out.
Yeah, well, it was Cyber Sleuth George, another listener, who I think I gave her the phone number you were calling in on, and she traced it back to your WhatsApp, and your WhatsApp had your full name linked to it.
So
it was actually pretty easy. She found it almost immediately after I sent your number.
It's hilarious. Well, see, I'll be honest. I actually thought you had me the first time you called me.
Oh, right.
If I remember it right, because I was actually waiting for a package that day, like literally 5 minutes after you rang, the package had arrived, and I was thinking, oh, no caller ID, it must be the courier or whatever. So I was going, yeah, good day, how you going? And then I hear you said something like, hey, is that Tom?
Tim, and I think away, I went with Tim.
Tim, that was it, yeah. You're on, hey, is that Tim? And straight away I knew it was you. And my immediate thought was, is Tim someone he actually knows? Like, is this, you know, does he think he's talking to Tim? So then I've gone, oh, shit, okay. So I quickly hang up. But then when you called back, and I didn't find out until a week later on the show when you let it ring. But if you had of let it go to my message bank, because I realized I still had the same, voicemail since I was 13 of me going, sorry, dude, Brandon can't get to the phone right now. So I was thinking, oh, shit, he's already figured it out already.
And we finally know it was Radio Brando.
After all, honestly,
man, one of my favorite story arcs on the show. At first, as you said, I just ignored the first three messages. And then when you were persisting with it, I was like, all right, fine, I'll do something with this on the show. But it ended up being a ton of fun. So thank you so much, man, for being a part of the 100 episodes of the show. And I hope you enjoy possibly another 100.
No worries at all, man. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure you putting up with my weird antics on the show.
There you go. The true identity of radio/questionable father revealed on the show. Finally, after nearly a year of people not knowing. Of course, Cyber Sleuth George, who was mentioned briefly in that, she almost instantly found his identity, but me and George decided not to reveal it on the show because we thought that's what Brando would want. But there you go, Radio Brando, welcome officially to the Radio family as yourself and not questionable father. Thank you for being part of the show. Guys, there are two more things that we need to do here. And, there's a few more things we need to do, of course, but there are two more people that I would love to speak to on the show today. And it will be a longer episode today. This person is very close to me, not just as a friend, but in blood as well. It's my cousin Dave, who over the past 100 episodes of the show has just been a shining force. Well, he only came in season 2, but a lot of people just absolutely have loved Dave, my cousin, on the show. We do the podcast within a podcast, the Dave and Mike show. Dave seems to love it. I obviously love it. It's been pretty crazy how quickly Dave has risen in popularity on this podcast. I thought, to celebrate a special 100th episode of 20th Century Boy, there was no way we could do that without having a Dave and Mike show. I called Dave last night, and here's how it went.
Hello, David speaking.
Well, his name is Dave, and his name is Mike. Together they are the Dave and Mike Show.
Dave and Mike Show.
Together they are the Dave and Mike Show.
Welcome to a very special Dave and Mike Show. My name is Mike. I'm joined by Dave. Dave, how are you?
Hey, mate. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Just finished work.
Celebrating 100 episodes of my podcast. Obviously, you're a big part of that, so I thought we had to do a very special Dave and Mike show on the podcast this week.
Yeah, okay.
Dave, how have you felt about being, you know, you're part of the legacy of the 20th Century Boy podcast. I did a survey this week to celebrate 100 episodes of this podcast, and a lot of people putting the Dave and Mike show as their favourite part of the show. How's that make you feel?
Good. That's sorry, I'm getting another call.
Okay, we'll just decline that because we're in the middle of the show, obviously, so we wouldn't take that.
Shouldn't be taking calls in the middle of the show. Yep, sorry.
Who was calling you? Was that someone else's 100th episode, or...?
Yeah, no, not quite. Someone from work called me.
Well, you've definitely changed your tune a lot. You're definitely more into the Dave and Mike show. I think ever since we did the Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates
That was good.
You've been really more open to the show and you've really improved a lot, so congratulations on that.
Oh, thanks, man. Is this my performance review for the year?
No, it's just one of the episodes. I thought, well, you promised the listeners that you were going to learn the theme song to Everybody Loves Raymond on the piano. Did you do that?
I haven't had time, to be honest. So I was actually going to go over to my parents today because it's been a busy couple of weeks, but I'm not that confident in my ability to deliver on that one, actually.
So, well, I'm calling you on a Monday. This podcast goes out on a Thursday. Do you reckon
I've got a few days.
You've got a few days. Do you reckon in the time, like between now and Wednesday, I guess, do you reckon you can whip something up?
Does it have to be good?
Well, it has to be the theme song to Everybody Loves Raymond. As long as it, as long as it's that, then as long as we can
as long as you can make it out, it's enough.
As long as we can tell it's the theme song to Everybody Loves Raymond, I'll be happy.
All right, I can give it a shot tonight and see what I can get done.
And if you can you do a few impersonations of some of the characters in the same recording?
I might leave that to you, man. I can only do so much on my own, right?
All right. Is there a message you want to give to the listeners? 100 episodes. Do you want to give a message to the listeners at all?
Thanks for listening, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up the good work.
Wait, do they have to keep up the good work or do we have to keep up the good work? To them, it's not. To the listeners, it's not work. It's actually recreation for them. So you'd probably say, keep up the good recreation.
Keep up the good recreation. Guys, it's amazing that you guys are still listening, to be honest. But yeah.
And what's your favourite part been of the past 100 episodes, out of interest?
You give me some free time outside of the podcast. So, yeah.
And that's really important to everyone here at Radio Mike Productions. It can't all be work-focused.
Yeah, and I guess watching the movie was quite good. Got to spend time with you because all of our other interactions have been over a phone call.
Yeah.
So that's been pretty good.
Dave, thank you for being part of this.
Well, his name is Dave and his name is Mike. Together they are the Dave and Mike Show.
Dave and Mike Show.
Together they are the Dave and Mike Show.
See you later, Dave. Thanks, mate.
See you, matey. Bye.
Good stuff, mate. Keep up the good recreation. There you go. There's the 100th episode Dave and Mike Show special. Loved Dave's enthusiasm for the 100 episodes there. And also, he did mention that he would have a shot at the Everybody Loves Raymond theme. This morning, when I woke up, I got a text message from Dave with an audio attachment. The message reads as follows. Hey, cuz. Best I could do tonight. Had to improvise a little because the sheet music you sent wasn't the whole thing. Hope it sounds like enough. And here, for all of you to hear, as Dave promised, he would learn for you guys. He did this for you, not for me. He did this for you listening right now. Dave has learnt the theme song to Everybody Loves Raymond on the piano. Now, I haven't heard this yet. I haven't pressed play on the file. I am going to respond to this at the exact same time as you are. I haven't heard it. Let's press play on this and see how Dave went. Here we go. Okay, that was amazing. That is just next level from Dave. You know what? I think we need to hear it again. I'm listening to it again. You guys can skip forward. I have to hear this again. Sing along. I love that. I want that to be the new theme song to the show, but it already is the theme song to Everybody Loves Raymond. Huge thanks to Dave for being part of the show the last few years. Finally, the last person we're going to speak to before we get into NUG 100, and one more thing. You all know who this is. Surely you have figured it out. This guy is... There's no other way to describe him other than being the best friend of this show.
Yeah, g'day everyone, it's Radio Nacho Cheese here. G'day Radio Mike, it's Radio Nacho Cheese here again. Radio Nacho Cheese here again. Radio Nacho Cheese here.
He's Radio Nacho Cheese and this is his weekly update!
His name is Radio Nacho Cheese. He started sending voicemails to this show back in 2018 when the 2019 when the podcast phone line 1-800-438-353 started. And he sent one in every week, just wishing us all a great week. He would time off, he'd give us the time and the date, He'd talk about his day, and then he'd wish us all a great week. Since then, he's been doing a monthly update on the show ever since. He's completely anonymous. He goes by Radio Nacho Cheese, Professor Cheese, Sir Nach, Dr. Cheese, and many other pseudonyms. We have no idea who this guy is. We did speak to him live on the show once in 2019, and I'm really happy to announce that earlier this week, I had the absolute pleasure of speaking with Radio Nacho Cheese live on the phone. It was absolutely incredible to hear his voice and respond to him in real time. I hope you all have this pleasure at one point in your life. And I think you're really going to like this. Here's what happened when I caught up with the best friend of the show over almost all of the 100 episodes. Radio Nacho Cheese, aka Professor Nach, aka Mr. Cheese, Dr. Cheese, Sir Cheddar, Colonel Cheddar, I believe was one, and all of the rest. Cheese, take it away.
Hello.
Hello, Radio Nacho Cheese.
Hello, Radio Mike.
How are you? Is this a good time to talk?
Yeah, it can be, yeah.
I was actually worried there because I thought, because I was calling you out of the blue, I thought you might pick up and say something like, "Hello, James speaking," or something like that, and then you'd reveal your name.
Nah, I have like an extra sense when the Radio Mike universe is entering my life, and then I become Nacho Cheese.
Right, so Nacho Cheese is not like, it's like an alter ego. It's kind of like when Batman sees the bat symbol in the sky, he turns into Batman. I guess Bruce Wayne does that. It's a bit like that.
Yeah.
Right, so
to use another
superhero analogy, you've got a bit of a Spidey sense, but it's more of a Mikey sense, I guess.
Yeah, it's a Mikey sense with a hint of Nacho Cheese on top.
Oh, so, I love that. Hey, the reason for my call is it's the 100th episode of the show, and I'm trying to just get a bunch of people who have been a part of the history of the show on the line to chat. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you have been an enormous part of the show since season one. And I'd love, you've chatted on the show live before, but it's been a while since we had you live. How are you, Nach?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, you know, just living life, living my two lives, obviously, the Nacho life and the regular person life.
Do you do any work as Nacho Cheese outside of the Radio Mike universe, or is Nacho Cheese purely just for Radio Mike-oriented stuff?
Mm. That's a great question. Look, always up to branching out in the future.
Yeah.
But so far, I'm just sort of in that sphere and that, you know, Radio Mike universe.
Yeah.
But, you know, if the people want Nacho Cheese elsewhere, the people will get him. So I'm just waiting, you know.
Last time we heard from you on the podcast, we got a bit worried because you mentioned you were going to a haunted pub in regional Victoria, and then we never heard from you again. I know you told me in the email you're going to give your update on that sometime this month, but I just wanted to check, is everything okay? Are you all good? Are you alive? I assume you're alive.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly alive. No, just so, it was so crazy. I wanted to go and just like, it was like the universe didn't want me to go with, you know, lockdowns and then some crazy things happened in the non-Nacho Cheese person's life that controls Nacho Cheese, so my other life.
Yeah.
And yeah, didn't get to go, but I have gone. But I will save it for a couple of weeks and I'll put something out there. We don't want it on episode 100. We don't want you saying haunted too much on episode 100.
Nacho, obviously your identity is totally anonymous. I was wondering, is coming out with your true identity something you'd want to give to the listeners for episode 100, or is that just not on the cards at all?
It seems more like an episode 200 thing to me. So
that could be three more years away based on the rate we've gone so far.
A bit of time off and then you might get too big for it. Who knows? Might not even make 200.
That's true.
It might be too big for us. I don't know. But 200, I'll put it out there now.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Wow. Nacho, what motivates you to keep being the best friend of the show, the best friend of the radio family? And the radio family loves you. I did a survey... A Google form survey where I asked people what their favorite segments were on the show. Lots of people saying Radio Nacho Cheese's monthly update. What motivates you to keep going, man?
Oh, well, you know, it's just this, I don't know, it's like a feeling inside me that I,
that I have a responsibility of being the best friend. So I've got to, you know, give the people what they want. And I'm absolutely honored to be the best friend of the show. And even just being called the best friend of the show warms my heart. So, you know, whilst I am still considered the best friend, I'll keep doing best friend things.
I believe last time we spoke on the phone live together, there was a thing we made. I can't remember what it was, but it was like if someone recognized your voice in public and said, "Are you Nacho Cheese?" you had to bow to them. Now, has anyone become close to that at all? Has anyone had an inkling that you might be Dr. Cheese or Professor Nach, or have you just has no one cracked on?
Well, early on after that, I think that was sometime around November, December of 2019. I went out a few times. Obviously, we had lockdown a few months later, but straight away, I went out a few times and I felt like I got some weird looks from people and maybe they were thinking of, you know, going for it, but they didn't want to risk it.
Okay.
But no one come out and said it. But, you know, I had a couple of strange interactions very soon after that where I thought that maybe the person was thinking I was Nacho Cheese.
And when you say you went out, do you mean you just generally went out, like to do your shopping, or were they specific events where people might be more likely to recognize your voice?
Oh, no, a bit more than just, you know, grocery shopping, but not like a public event where I was the attraction. It was more so like going to like a bar or something like
that.
And having interactions with people. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Before we wrap it up, currently the Melbourne Comedy Festival is going on. Are you going to any shows? Like if people are going to shows, can they, you know, because people might be on the lookout. Could they see you at a show, for example?
Well, I have planned on going to the Comedy Festival, but I'm quite lazy at organizing things and I'd have to get my girlfriend to get us tickets. But, you know, some of the people that have maybe been on some of the other Radio Mike shows, I might be going to some of their shows.
So, sure. Okay.
You know, you never know.
So it is possible that I could meet you at someone's show and you could come up to me in your normal persona and not reveal yourself as Nacho Cheese.
Well, do you back yourself to recognize my voice?
Well, I don't know. And I also noticed there, that's a new bit of information from you, that there is a Mrs. Cheese. And to all the single ladies who listened to 20th Century Boy, who have been wondering if there was a Mrs. Cheese. Unfortunately, Professor Cheese is taken. Is that a new development in the life of Cheese, or is that a Mouldy development?
That's Mouldy. That's coming up 4 years. So I mean, I've only been Nacho Cheese for coming up two.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sorry, it's just another thing that I've kept secret. It's all cracking, isn't it?
Does your girlfriend know that you are Radio Nacho Cheese, or is it even a secret to her?
No, she knows, and she could not care any less. She's not interested, doesn't listen to any of it. If I tell her I'm on, she couldn't care less. She knows I'm taking this call today, and she couldn't have cared any less.
Is she the only other person in the world that knows your true identity?
My sister knows, and she's listened to a little bit of Radio Mike Universe, you know, podcast, but she doesn't care that much either.
Radio Nacho Cheese, it has been such a pleasure having you be a part of this show. I genuinely appreciate everything you've given to the show and just being part of the show for so long. It's been awesome. I hope one day I get to meet you in person. But until then, every time I have a Doritos Nacho Cheese packet, I will immediately think of you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, yeah, it means a lot being part of the show, and I couldn't be happier being a part of it, and I hope to continue to be a part of it. So thank you.
Thanks, Nach, and thanks for being part of the celebrations of 100 episodes of the pod. It's fantastic to chat.
All good, mate. No problem.
All right, there you go. That was Radio Nacho Cheese. Thank you so much to him for being part of the show. As I said, it has been awesome. But I know what you're all thinking. What the hell happened when Mike tried to eat 100 chicken nuggets in 100 minutes to celebrate 100 episodes of his podcast? And I will tell you, we ended up doing this on Sunday. Pat came over to my house. It was a good day to do it. And what's going to happen here? I thought a lot about how to do this content-wise. So here's what it's going to be. In this episode here, you'll get like a little package because this episode's gone really long. I don't want it to go for the full length of everything that's happened. So you're going to get a shortened package that sums up everything that happened on the day. Tomorrow, on this same feed, you will get the full-length version of everything that happened, as well as the YouTube video that Pat has cut together on the YouTube channel. So that's going to all be there. And then if you are a Patreon, you will get access to a, I think it's a 42-minute mega cut. The version going up to listeners is a 25-minute cut. If you are a Patreon, you get a 42-minute mega cut that Pat's put together. So that's an incentive to jump on the Patreon. So that's really cool. What you're about to hear is a summed up version. I didn't want to just put like 25 extra minutes to the end of this podcast, so I'm just putting a summed up version. If you want to hear the full version, that'll be available tomorrow. And here's what happened when I tried to eat 100 nuggets in 100 minutes to celebrate 100 episodes of this podcast. The day was finally here, Nug 100, where I attempt to eat 100 nuggets in 100 minutes for 100 episodes of this podcast. I jumped in the car with my trusty editor, Pat, and we ventured on this journey to the nearest McDonald's. All right, we're on our way. It is a rainy day here in Melbourne. The road is wet, but that's not going to stop us. It is about a 4 to 5 minute drive to the closest McDonald's. The local time is 11:47 a.m. We will be landing in 4 to 5 minutes. Tried to do like an airport, a pilot.
Kind of got those vibes.
How many nuggets have you done in one sitting?
Well, the last time I ate Macca's was almost a year ago, and I had like 3 nugs. That pales in comparison to whatever the fuck you're going to do.
You know, it's nearly a little bit more than 1%. It's 3%.
I think so.
It's 3%.
I'm pretty sure it is.
We arrived to the McDonald's drive-thru in 4 to 5 minutes as speculated, and ended up in the drive-thru in a peak hour for a Sunday afternoon McDonald's rush. We are coming very close to the McDonald's now, so we are about to turn in. This is a heritage-listed McDonald's, so I did think it was quite an important McDonald's to do the 100 Nug Challenge at. All right, we are absolutely in peak time. This is the longest drive-thru I've ever seen. There's like 7 cars in front of us. Considering we're going in to ask for 100 nuggets in peak time, I've just realized we're probably going to be a huge inconvenience to this McDonald's. But Nug life doesn't stop for a busy drive-thru.
So what's it looking like, Mike?
We've not moved at all. Definitely going to have to park. You know how sometimes they make you park? As we waited in the drive-thru for literally half an hour, it finally got to the moment where we were about to order the 100 Nugs. We are one car away from ordering. I'm getting nervous. I'm actually nervous. We've been here for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Just waiting. We're at literally peak hour on a Sunday doing this. My heart's beating. I'm actually really nervous. Can I please order 100 nuggets? Can I please order 100 nuggets? Can I please order? That's what I'm practicing what I'm going to say.
Yeah, keep going.
Can I please order 100 nuggets? Can I please order 100 chicken nuggets? Hi, could I please order 100 chicken nuggets? Hi, can I please order 100 chicken nuggets? Hi, can I please have 100 nuggets? That's sort of, I'm just, you know, just practicing. I actually might cry. I'm feeling really emotional. I don't know why. I did know why. It was because I was about to fill my body with 100 chicken nuggets, which is never a good idea. But I didn't know that yet. We drove up to the order speaker, and I finally was able to make the order I've wanted to make for my entire life.
Welcome to McDonald's, what can I get you today?
Hey, could I please order 100 chicken nuggets?
100 chicken nuggets?
Yes, please.
Yeah, sure, I can do 520, please.
Sounds good to me. That's 100 on the nose. Any bulk discount at all, or you don't do that?
I don't think so. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Don't worry.
What sauce is that?
Mostly sweet and sour, but chuck in a couple barbecues and maybe a Big Mac for variety. Do you want something, Pat?
Yeah, can I just get a bottle of water? Someone's going to keep it healthy.
All good. That's just $68.60. Can I only grab one, too?
Thank you. It's actually pretty cheap. It's like $65.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah.
I think we raised over $100. We've got to put the rest of the money to use, but thank you, guys. With the 100 nuggets in hand, we made our way back home to start the challenge. All right, we are back at the house. We have 100 nuggets, 10 packs in front of us. It took us about half an hour at the drive-thru to get these. 100 nuggets, 100 minutes for episode 100 of my podcast. Thank you all for listening to the podcast over the past 100 episodes. Pat, what do you reckon? Do we get started or should we...
Yeah, let's do it. Let me just get the...
Alright, you hit the timer.
Alright, are we good to get in?
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Nug 100 starts in 3,
two, one.
First nugget.
And can I please just say,
that's one small nug for a man, one giant nug for mankind.
One nug down.
Starting with sweet and sour.
Here's a sweet and sour taste.
Really good.
And as expected, things were off to a flying or nuggety start.
Three nugs down. This is the 10th nugget. How many minutes was that?
We're at 1 hour, 36 minutes.
So we're 4 minutes down. Walk in the park, 10 nuggets in 4 minutes. We'll be done with this in no time. I will say, I'm now 10 nuggets down, and I feel fine. Like I could eat 9 more.
And of course, within a short amount of time, I had already finished an entire pack of nuggets.
20 down. That's sort of your usual, 20 to 24.
Yeah, and not even in like 10 minutes.
Things were going amazingly. In fact, I actually had to call one of my friends who wanted to hang out with me to inform him why I couldn't do that today.
I can't get coffee with you today because I'm currently eating 100 chicken nuggets.
Alright, that's alright. That's really random.
Yeah, it's pretty random.
Are you going for a record?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a, like a radio thing?
Mm, podcasting.
Oh, good. Like, are you currently eating them?
Mm-hmm. I'm up to 26.
In one go?
Mm-hmm. 100 nugs, 100 minutes for episode 100 of my podcast. So maybe sometime during the week?
Yeah, I'm free all week, more or less. Enjoy, good luck.
Thanks, mate.
After having about a third of the nuggets, I started to feel that there may be something wrong.
My stomach's feeling fine. My brain is not. I feel like my brain is trying to process what's currently happening, and it doesn't feel... Like, I feel like I want to just fall asleep. I've had 40 nuggets. Yeah, why does my brain feel like I'm having, like, an anxiety attack right now? Like, I actually still feel like I just want to cry. I don't know if there's a thing where, like, the more nuggets you eat, you just get really emotional. Sorry. I'm actually feeling like I might cry.
Really?
I didn't cry, and as I went into the early 40s in number of nuggets, things were still looking okay.
43 nuggets. Holy shit, and it's only been like 20 minutes. That's crazy. You're a nugget-eating machine.
I'm pretty ahead of time, so I'm just gonna lie down for like a couple minutes.
I did lie down. But it wasn't for a couple minutes, it was more like 20 minutes or even more. And I'm going to admit to everyone listening, at this point, I knew I was nearly done.
My tummy feels fine. My brain. It's like what I feel is that all the food is not going to my stomach. It's lodging itself into my brain and I don't feel quite right at the moment.
I was telling the truth. I didn't feel quite right. In fact, I felt very, very wrong.
I'm going to be honest with everyone. I am not feeling very good.
How many nuggets are you in?
46.
46?
There were 48 episodes in season one.
Wow. So you finished a season's worth of nuggets.
Not even one, not even a season yet.
And my body started telling me that enough was enough.
Now I'm at a point where every time I swallow, I get the thing of like, I feel like I'm gonna vomit it immediately.
Finally, I realized where I had gone wrong and why the Nug 100 challenge wasn't going to plan. It was all because of one stupid mistake I made.
I was really confident. I think where I've gone wrong is this morning before I met Pat to do this. I got a coffee and I think the coffee is filling up a lot of space in my stomach that could have been for nuggets. And now I'm like, fuck, if I didn't have that coffee, I probably would be able to keep going. If I didn't have the coffee, I will keep going. Like, I'm not done, but I'm just really annoyed at myself for getting the coffee this morning.
Yes, it was all that goddamn coffee I had in the morning. I just wanted to pick me up, but it ended up pushing me down. And I realized at the lower end of 50 nuggets, which is roughly 50% of the way there, I was just about done with Nug 100.
This was such a stupid idea, and I've done 52 nuggets halfway through 53. Now before I was saying my stomach isn't full, now my stomach is definitely full. I feel like I want to go to sleep right now. Like, I just need to switch off from the world. And I'm going back to that coffee that I had. I blame the coffee. Like, if I didn't have the coffee, I would be able to do, like, at least 85.
Yep. The coffee had ruined this whole thing. I ended up doing 54 nuggets that day. But as we all know, if I didn't have that coffee, I would have definitely been able to do 85. So, in fairness to all parties, me, the coffee, you guys, I think we rounded out at 85 nuggets, which is 85% of the total 100. That's simple maths.
I'm sorry, I cannot eat another nugget. 54 nuggets. What was episode 54 of the podcast? What the hell is a chemical romance? It was about My Chemical Romance being cancelled at Download Festival. And you know what? That's a really good episode to go out on because obviously Download Festival, I had tickets. I was looking forward to it to see My Chemical Romance. They had to cancel because of COVID. And you guys were looking forward to watching me do 100 nuggets in 100 minutes to celebrate 100 episodes of my podcast, 20th Century Boy. And I've had to cancel that at 54 because I can't eat another nugget. And for that reason, and I'm so sorry to say this to everyone, but stop the clock.
I'd failed. I couldn't do it. And I apologize again here to everyone who listened. But who knows? If I train hard enough, maybe I'll be able to have 200 nuggets for episode 200 of the show. My name is Radio Mike, and I've had enough nuggets. There you have it, guys. I tried my best, but it is not possible. 54, not a bad effort. By the end, I just couldn't, I absolutely could not swallow. My body just wouldn't let me swallow, as you heard in that package. Guys, that is the end of episode 100 of the podcast. Here's to 100 more. I do want to say thank you so much to everyone who's listened over the past 100 episodes. It's been such a journey. And when I started this podcast, I never would have thought it would have become what it is now. It's just taken on a life of its own and I love it. And all the stuff that I'm doing now, it just feels so, so good. So we'll do the plug. What I would love you to check out is the YouTube channel. We are so close to being able to monetize. A lot of people are just leaving playlists of my video on autoplay, of my videos on autoplay, so I can just get the watch time up. That'd be really helpful if you want to just watch a few videos and subscribe, of course. That would be amazing. Please go and do that. All the episodes go up in full. And of course, the exclusive video, the video version of the NUG 100 Challenge up on the YouTube tomorrow. Please go and check it out. And Harry Potter and the Boys, I had Dave Lee from Dave Lee Down Under on yesterday. That podcast comes out every Wednesday, and there's also a bonus Owl Post episode we do now. And what else can you check out? RadioMike.com.au/merch. Pick up any merch. Patreon.com/RadioMike. Please check it out. That would be so awesome if you could, and support the show any way you can. PayPal.me/itsRadioMike. $12 for the year. Why not? Send it through. That is essentially the plug for the week. Oh, I am also on Adam and Simon's podcast today. That's up today. So go and check that out as well. But guys, let's do, instead of the plug, the thanks. There are a few people that I'd really like to thank in terms of who really helped this podcast come to be. And I thank them on the first episode. Luke and Lewis, who you would have heard at the start of the episode, I put in a little clip from their radio show in the earliest days, and that was essentially the birth of Radio Mike as an on-air character. Their show really helped me and motivated me to do this. Lewis was really, really motivating and has been so helpful over the journey of this podcast in terms of how to grow it. And Luke has always been someone who was just really encouraged me to continue with my work and continue doing everything. And those two guys really, really motivated me to start this podcast in the first place. So I really wanted to say thanks to them. Jack Post, one of my good friends and mentors in the radio industry, was the first person to listen to episode one of this podcast and encouraged me to put it out, even though I was really anxious about it. So he is a huge thanks and has given a lot to the show behind the scenes in terms of feedback and just encouragement. So I've really appreciated that. Everyone who was on air today, and of course, anyone who has ever written into the show and contributed, of course, thank you so much for building the show. You guys are the ones that build the show. The show is built by the listeners, and I couldn't make this show without you guys contributing. A few other people, Keelan Brown has been a big behind-the-scenes help on this show. Keelan and I chat a lot, and we talk about the podcasts and all the work we're doing a lot, and we and Keelan's always been really helpful in keeping me motivated and encouraging me, even when I want to quit, which has happened a few times over the years. So Keelan, thank you so much. But yeah, just going back to the last thing, most importantly is you guys. Like, I never would have thought we would have built this community with all these in-jokes and this great community of people who listen to this podcast and get around it. So if you've, as I said, if you've ever contributed to the show, if you haven't contributed and you've just listened to the show, thank you so much. Like, the podcast has grown so much in the past 12 months, and I've really appreciated it. If you've jumped on board, if you've been listening since day one, that is so cool. And this podcast is my favorite thing that I do, and all the stuff we're doing to grow it is amazing. And again, without you guys, there wouldn't be a show. So thank you so much. Thank you for listening, because if you weren't listening, I would have quit doing this ages ago. Thank you for sharing stuff and interacting with me and just making my day when I see the feedback from people who have listened to this show. It's really meant a lot. So thank you from my heart. I genuinely appreciate it. I know I'm not usually a very serious guy, but yeah, I have the past 100 episodes of this podcast have really flown by. But when I do look at that very anxious and neurotic 23-year-old, I think, boy who started this podcast a few years ago, I can really see a lot of growth in myself, and that's really interesting to see, and I think that's the reason I set off on this journey in the first place. So yeah, thank you so much, everybody. I can't say it enough. Thank you. It's been amazing. So I mean, it's not the last episode. There's going to be an episode next week. So I guess I'll sign off here in the way that I always do. Please leave a review for the pod if you haven't. That really helps. 5 stars. We do accept 4, not 3 or under, unfortunately. So you can't give a 3 or under review. And check out the website and share this with your friends. If you've liked this podcast over the years, the best way for you to help me, if you can't donate any money, is just say to your friends, hey, there's this great podcast, I think you might like it, and then I guess recommend this one, not another one. But yeah, guys, 100 episodes, I hope we get 100 more. Thank you so much. My name's been Radio Mike. This podcast has always been the inside of my mind. Don't block the MDF. I am a very kind young man, and some of your older staff could learn a lot from me. There's too many of these ending things now. Don't lie to me, because I'll see you. And finally, I might see you in the Dream Factory tonight. Catch you later, guys. 1, 2, 3, times 3 is 9, times 9 is 81, plus 10 is 91, add another 9, that's 100. See you later, that's some basic maths for you. Catch you next week.